Welcome to It Takes a Village, sponsored by Felician Village, a senior living community celebrating active lifestyles. Visit us online at FeliciaNVillage.org.
And our guest again today, Barb Fricke, Director of Marketing with Felician Village. Good morning, Barb.
Good morning, Jim.
Hey, let's pick up where we left off last week. We were discussing the three myths of aging. Would you like to review them first?
Sure, I will quickly do that. Myth one, aging means the end of cognitive development. Mm-hmm. Not true. Mm-hmm. Older people can still learn new things. Mm-hmm. Myth two, when you get older, you will inevitably experience dementia or another memory disorder. Again, not true. And myth number three, depression is normal and to be expected. Again, not true. It all comes down to having the right attitude.
All right, so let's go to the final three myths of aging. What's number four, Barb?
Number four is that older adults should skip exercise to avoid injury. And that's not true at all. Physical activity supports both physical and mental health and can keep away certain health problems like obesity and diabetes. It also boosts serotonin in our brain, and that's that feel-good chemical. So find an activity you enjoy, like walking, swimming, biking, and then make that exercise part of your daily routine.
That sounds like good advice. So let's move on to number five, Barb.
You don't need as much sleep as you age. Whew. Now, even though older people are more likely to go to bed earlier and wake up earlier than their younger counterparts, they still require 7 to 9 hours of sleep per night, the same as all adults. So follow a regular sleep schedule, try to avoid naps, and stop using those electronic devices before bed.
Yeah, and the final myth that we're talking about here, about the myths of aging?
Our sixth myth and final myth is that only women get osteoporosis. And although it's true that osteoporosis does affect women more than men, as men usually start with more bone density than women, however, by the age of 65 to 70, men and women both lose bone mass at the same rate. So if a man has a family history of osteoporosis, doesn't get enough calcium or vitamin D, doesn't exercise much, has low levels of testosterone, drinks too much alcohol, and smokes, any of these factors can put him at risk for developing osteoporosis.
Good advice. Thanks for sharing these last three myths and the truth behind them, although growing older presents its own real set of challenges for each person. It sounds like the aging process doesn't really automatically result in a diminished quality of life, does it?
No, it really doesn't, Jim. We definitely can't believe everything we hear about aging, so be careful what you read and believe. Do your research, though, and talk with your healthcare providers about any concerns you may have. Now, the good thing is, with age comes wisdom, and that wisdom gives us the ability to make smart choices to keep our minds and body healthy at every stage of life.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone is looking for any information about Felician Village living options for older adults, they can give us a call at 920-684-7171 or visit our website at FeliciaNVillage.org.
You've been listening to It Takes a Village, brought to you by Felician Village, a senior living community celebrating active lifestyles. Join us again next Thursday at this time, or for more information, go to FeliciaNVillage.org to learn more.